Hey, welcome to the Morning Mix podcast. This morning we found out what gifts teachers are getting from their students for the end of the year.
Yeah, it ranged, you know.
Well, it did.
We had some booze. We had some used perfume bottles.
Come on.
Either way.
It's like a night out with Pitbull. You never know what you're going to get. Also, a woman has gone viral, a local woman, after her pants were sucked off her body by her treadmill at the gym.
A lot of pantsless people.
More people had their pants taken off. And then a surprise happened. She actually called in, and we got to hear the story directly from her. Alyssa Conkle, your pants may have fallen off, but boy, you are a hero in our eyes.
She is, and I think we're going to trademark and print the shirts for her. Bite my butt.
Bite it. All right, that and much more right now on the Morning Mix podcast.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
There are songs that are stuck in your head and you can't get them out. Many of them have come in. Number one of all, of course, the Burger King song.
Yeah.
Nobody can get this out of their head. 847, I have Losing My Religion, REM, stuck in my head.
Okay, you brought up REM earlier. Maybe that's how it got there.
Could be. A 630, it's very of the times. Barbie Girl by Aqua.
Can't get that one out of my head.
You are a Barbie girl.
Get another
and Barbie
two
world.
Months of that being in your head
right.
because it hasn't
right.
even come out yet.
Not going anywhere. 815, New Kids on the Block. Hang Tough. Hanging Tough, stuck
hanging
in
tough,
there.
Hanging Tough, yeah. Very catchy.
708, thanks for that one, gang, because now Flowers by Miley Cyrus. Mm-hmm.
That is one that is constantly, I feel like, on a loop in my particular head, but I can't be alone because it's on so often.
Nonstop. Yeah. It goes everywhere.
Yeah.
A 219, I was woken up several times throughout the night because this song is stuck in my head. Jonas Brothers' Waffle House.
Oh.
Hey, now.
But every time you drive by a Waffle House, that's going to pop in your head.
Every single time.
Waffle House. Even if it's just that part.
Yeah, because you don't know the rest
of it. Right. That's all you need.
You'll turn to your friends and be like, you know, the Jonas Brothers fought a lot, but it's all love. It's all love.
Yeah.
They're there.
You think that one of them is into the Waffle House and the other ones are like, dude, we're millionaires now. I'm not going.
Yeah.
If you want to meet me at the Four Seasons, fine.
Fine.
That's what they're fighting about.
Maybe you're right.
Now we fight at the Four Seasons.
Exactly.
At least let's go to Chipotle or something. Come on. What song is currently stuck in your head? 630, Cars for Kids.
Oh, that's so catchy.
We've also got All Too Well, the 10-minute version, been stuck in my head.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Marry You by Bruno Mars.
Okay.
Oddly enough, more people saying Waffle House. We also have Lavender Haze is stuck in my head. I Want to Be Sedated by the Ramones. That's from an 847.
That's funny.
My kids won't stop singing that Cars for Kids. Thanks for bringing it up. You're welcome. The Luna Jingle.
Yes.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I have this stuck in my head. It's Melissa McCarthy singing Milkshake from Identity Thief with Jason Bateman. This song came in from many texts, and I'm not kidding. Many people texted 630-815-773. Creed, Arms Wide Open. Those are the songs stuck in your head, and as we learned from science today, you just have to choose to forget it.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
You got a little tipsy, and you started to spend... Recently, Pete Davidson was asked, hey, man, whatever happened with that Staten Island ferry you and Colin Jost bought for $280,000? And he said, oh, yeah, we're figuring it out. Colin and I were very stoned a year ago, and we bought that ferry. Anyway, we're figuring it out. You got a little under the influence, and you made a couple of purchases. Let's see here. Hi, Michelle. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. I love you guys.
Oh, love you right back. It seems like you love martinis as well. Is that right, Michelle?
I do. I was having some martinis in my house and or in my condo, and apparently I purchased a patio set for my balcony. I didn't realize it. Like a week later, I get a buzzer on my door, and they're like, "Delivery here." It was from Wayfair. Like,
they have just what I need.
This box was bigger than me. I was like, shut the front door. What is this?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, Michelle. So
I
did
love
you keep
this.
It or did you have to, did it even fit on your patio?
It did, which is a miracle. I still have it to this day. But I was like pushing the box down the hallway. My daughter was like, what the hell is that? I'm like, I know, I don't know.
I'm sorry.
Like, I don't know. I'm still a little drunk, to be honest, honey. I don't know.
I was gazing out the window, drinking this martini, and I thought I need a place to sit.
I gotta put this drink on something. Better get a whole patio set. Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning.
John, you got a little tipsy and you made a purchase. What was it?
Yeah. I purchased a very, very, very large, and I want to emphasize very, 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 purple phallic-shaped adult toy.
Youch!
Okay.
Just for fun?
No, we were staying the weekend at our best friend's house, and my friend's wife said something about, hey, I need something bigger in my life as a joke against the husband.
Oh, wow.
I got on Amazon and found like the biggest one I could find. And
sure.
It. But then there was going to be a delay when it was delivered. It was going to be delivered like 2 weeks later.
Well, it's a lot of stuff to ship. It's heavy.
Yeah. So then we get like this shipping notification, and I realize they're going to get it in the mail, and I have no idea like who ordered it or why. And then, so we told the wife, and she peed her pants laughing. And then it came in the mail, but she just acted like she didn't know anything about it and let my friend open it. And he was freaking out, like, why do we have this? Who sent this? Like, who got our mail address and all this stuff? So it ended up being really funny, but at the time I was like panicky.
Yeah.
That is great.
I'd be a little panicky too.
The Morning Mix Podcast.
Maybe you've got a student today walking in with a bottle of Smirnoff icing teachers. Why not? What was the odd gift that you got from a student? Let's start here with Haley. Hi, Haley. Good morning.
Hi. How are you guys?
We're great, Haley. What do you teach? Where do you teach?
I'm a second grade teacher at Learn Charter School near the Navy base.
Oh, amazing. Okay, fantastic. And what was the odd gift that you got from a student?
I received a used bottle of perfume.
Used perfume? That's kind of nice. Now, how used are we talking? Like halfway?
Maybe like 4 or 5 spritzes left.
Oh, wow. Very, very used. Yeah.
So it's just a pretty bottle?
You know, sure. I wasn't sure to take it as a compliment or if maybe they thought I smelled. I wasn't sure. But,
yeah.
You know, it's the thought that counts.
Why not? Try a new scent. Here you go. That's hilarious. Used bottle of perfume. Okay, I kind of like that. Let's go over here to Jenna. Hey, Jenna, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing really well. Jenna, what do you teach? Where do you teach?
I teach in Glendale Heights, and I am a special education teacher.
Okay.
And last night was graduation, and I had a student bring me a 6-pack thing of different wines.
Mm, mm-hmm.
And then there were 2 glasses in there that the mom had personalized that said, thanks for putting up with my kid.
Wow.
You got the gift.
Yep. 6 bottles. Wow.
And I love that student. He's amazing.
Yeah, it's a great kid. That's going to make her lose 6 bottles. You get to what, Saturday afternoon with those?
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, so she's got the 6 bottles of wine and the glasses that say thanks.
Out in Glendale Heights. Shout out to Glendale Heights, which is, by the way, the economy in Glendale Heights is booming. Lots of people moving to jobs in Glendale Heights
right now. Shout out to Wifey.
Yep.
Hey, Jeff, good morning.
Morning.
Jeff, what do you teach? Where do you teach?
I teach 3rd grade in Barrington.
All right, Barrington. Okay. Great. Now, what kind of gift are we talking about, Jeff?
So, apparently the parents know that I'm a drinker because I get alcohol all the time. But last year I got a Yeti cooler. The parents asked me what cocktail I like. 2 Moscow Mule glasses, a lime, a bottle of Tito's, and a book on how to make different Moscow Mules.
Oh, my God.
That is amazing.
That's awesome.
I love that.
That sounds fantastic. Can we share?
Yeah, sure.
That's awesome. Those Barrington folks just reaching into their own liquor cabinets.
Let's hook it up.
Look at that. The Yeti cooler alone, just like an empty Yeti cooler.
Yes.
All right, let's go over here to Linda. Hey, Linda, good morning.
Good morning.
Boy, this guy, Jeff, got a whole cooler filled with booze and everything. Linda, what did you get?
Oh, great. It was
this little girl, I mean, it was a good year. I was thinking, great, you know, and she comes up to me and she's like, my mom said, I need to give this to you. I'm like, okay, this is great. Okay, what you got there? She gives me a pen that with a top that looks like a little toilet and a poop emoji.
Boom.
Yeah, and you like press it up and down, and it goes up and down, and I'm like, "What's she trying to say?"
Right,
but, you know, to myself, I didn't say it to the kids.
Right, and right.
Like, oh, thank you. I still kept it.
Yeah, flush it.
Heck yeah, you
why
did.
Not? Hey, what kind of year did we have? I don't know. Poop emoji. Okay, and finally, let's go over here to Kyle. Hi, Kyle. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. So this isn't as strange as it is awesome. And Chris, I know you're going to appreciate this because you're a sneakerhead. But I had a student give me a pair of retro Jordans. They gave me a pair of black cement threes, which are like, as you know, are ridiculous and so expensive to get. So I opened it up. I was like, you've got to be kidding me. They were like, thank you for being the best teacher. I was so thankful. And I'm wearing them right now on my way to the last day of school.
That's insane.
Dang.
Those are hard to find. Those are hard to they're expensive. And they just and they're brand new. They didn't like go into their dad's closet.
No, they did. They got them from Goat, as you know.
Got it. Yep.
Like it. Yeah.
Wow.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
You were caught with your pants down. It happened to Alyssa Conkle of Illinois. The video, if you haven't seen it, you could just type in Alyssa Conkle pants fall off workout or something.
Yeah, and that's boy, all they over. Do. There, it's made international news.
Also, there's a woman in the background, if you watch the video, who seems to run over to help Alyssa. And then once she notices that her pants are down, she turns around and runs the other way.
No!
Yeah, I'm not kidding you. Watch the video. In the upper right corner, you'll see a woman in gray come toward Alyssa and then turn around and go the other way.
Yeah.
Alyssa also wearing what appears to be a thong or G-string style under the leggings so as to not show lines. And boy, everything came out to play there for poor Alyssa.
Yeah.
As security footage caught her pants down, she tripped and fell onto the treadmill and it ripped her pants off. Once sophomore year of high school basketball practice at Prospect High School, we're playing. I'm amidst a breakaway and the guy behind me tried to catch up and he reached his hand out and he hooked my pants. Down came my shorts mid basketball practice as I'm running down the floor. But I was like trying to stay with the play. So one hand was holding my shorts, the other trying to keep the dribble going.
Oh my God.
It was pretty intense.
Pretty skilled.
When were you caught with your pants down? Hey, John, good morning.
Hey, what's up?
Your pants fell off. What happened?
So I was tubing on a lake over in Indiana and I got caught at the bottom of the tube. And then all of a sudden the shorts or the swim trunks came right off. And I was like, uh-oh. And so I went back to the boat. My mom says, okay, get in. And I said, I can't. I kind of lost my swim trunks. And, of course, there's about 15 people on the boat, and they're laughing hysterically at me. So my mom threw me a towel in the water, wrapped it up, got back in, and she said that was pretty embarrassing.
Yeah, what are you supposed to do? I was in the pool. Yep. Come on, the water's cold. You never saw those swim trunks again. They're just gone. They're back there in the lake somewhere.
Yeah.
And now he's in a wet towel wrapped around. Now we stay on the water with Dave. Hi, Dave. Good morning.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Love your show.
Love you right back. Now, you lost your pants? What happened?
Yeah, well, actually, I was going to say the swimming one, but I actually have one when I was playing basketball one time. My shorts, I guess, were a little bit too loose.
Dave has a storied legacy of losing his pants.
Right. So he's got multiple,
which one do you want?
Multiple to choose.
Yeah. It's all right, happened a couple times.
All right, so you're on the court, you're hooping it with your buddies, and what happens?
And they went right down when I was up for a layup. Oh.
Did you make the basket?
Yes.
Okay.
And this was kind of this was junior high, so it was.
Oh man,
that'll ruin you.
I didn't live that down for a while.
Drop it.
Pure emotion, he's never fake.
Yeah.
Guilty pleasure, like stepping on a rake. He might even make your head shake. Here we go with hot take.
All right, so Apple had one of those big events this week in which they unveiled some new stuff, including their own version of a virtual reality headset, which is making some people scoff because of its asking price of $3,000 plus. But hey, People once laughed at the light bulb, too, I think. Anyway, what Apple also unveiled was a new operating system, which will launch later this year with new features, including the ability to leave a FaceTime voicemail, because who doesn't need that? Also, a new safety feature called Check-In, which allows you to select specific contacts who could be notified when you get home from a night out. If Check-In detects you're not home by the expected time, it sends you a message to see if everything is okay. So that's kind of interesting.
I like that.
But the one new feature that's making the most news is your iMessage text system will no longer auto-correct your curse words into non-curse words.
Yes. Let ducking go.
Finally, Apple has realized you are not trying to type ducking all the time. No one says ducking that much.
No.
It doesn't make any sense.
No one's ducking that often. What are you talking about?
A fix that has been a long time coming. So all that led me to contemplate what else could Apple fix to make our smartphone experience a little less annoying.
Mm.
All right, first of all, while we're on the topic of autocorrect, how about Apple? You realize a lot of times we really want to begin a sentence with the word well, and we don't mean we'll as in we will. And the same goes for hell and heel and were and we're, and I'm sure countless others. In fact, here's an idea. Why do we need autocorrect at all? If I mistyped a word, let me live with the consequences. We're all adults here. That's right. We are all adults here, not we're all adults here. Don't even try it. If I spelled something wrong, that's my problem. How am I going to get better if you keep fixing it for me? What are you, Apple? My mom? Also, when I'm typing a name, that's what I'm trying to do. Don't try to change it into some word you think I'm trying to write. I know you think you're helping, but you know what, Apple? I'm not confused. You are.
Yeah.
And while we're here, this past weekend, I was out in the bright sunshine trying to use an app on my phone. And hard as I tried, my screen just did not get bright enough for me to actually see what I was doing. This guy's like, hey, Bozo, go to your settings and turn the brightness all the way up. So I went under a tree and I did that. And guess what? My screen brightness was all the way up, but I still could barely see the damn thing. Now, the sun is very powerful. But Apple, you're supposed to be more powerful. This is stinking 2023, and you're telling me you still haven't come up with a way to put the screen into extra super duper uber bright mode for those really sunny days? You're based in California, the sunniest state in the country. You're telling me your engineers have never run into this issue? I do not believe it, so let's get it fixed. Finally, I actually don't know who's at fault here, the Android people or the Apple people, but whoever it is, let's get to this issue with the blue text and the green text not fully understanding each other, okay? Take care of this once and for all. Just because one person in a group thread has an Android, that should not make a YouTube video next to impossible to watch for everybody. Same goes for pictures or news story links or all the other ways that a thread can get screwed up. Lots of people blame Android, but guess what? They say it's because Apple's iMessaging system has not kept up tech-wise, almost as though they're doing it on purpose, trying to make the Android people come over to the dark side. For the majority of us just trying to live our lives out here and plan something in a group chat without having to download GroupMe or WhatsApp or some other nonsense for which I'm just going to have to create a new password that I can forget, can you guys just get it together and make it work the right way for everybody? Because if Apple and Android can learn to live with each other, maybe, just maybe, there's hope for America.
Come on!
The Morning Mix Podcast.
Now, you might want to live a long time. And in order to do that, you're going to have to eat right. Often some of the best foods for you look kind of gross. You know what I mean? Like, no one's ever looked at a Brussels sprout and been like, damn, that's fine. You know what I mean? You're like, what is that thing? A ground booger? What is that?
Oh, it's like a pretty little cabbage. I think it's cute.
Okay. Little tree.
Okay, guys, egg on my face. I'm just saying.
Eggs,
you know,
eggs can look gross, though.
Eggs can look gross.
Yeah. You know, it's like all soggy.
Yeah, spinach is beautiful.
No, it's not.
Yuck.
These are the top six foods that your nutritionist says, yeah, they're gross, but you should be eating them. All right? In at number six on the list of gross foods that you should be eating, Taylor Swift, always a trendsetter, insects.
Oh,
insects.
Yeah. That's right.
That's right. They say they're gross, but Taylor ate one on stage Sunday night. You might not be excited by this, but believe it or not, insects offer a sustainable and protein-rich food source brimming with essential amino acids, vitamins, and minerals.
Okay.
All right? In at number five, the top six gross foods that nutritionists say you should eat. Organ meat.
What?
Hey. Awful? Offal. Offal.
Yeah, yeah. O-F-F-A-L,
awful.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, I think it is awful.
It is awful.
One way or another, it's awful.
Yeah, that's what they call it on a menu to make it sound better.
Oh, yeah.
It
sound good?
Yeah.
This is where you're eating kidneys or, like my mom, liver and onions.
Yeah.
Oh, one of her favorite dishes. Yeah. People eat heart. Sure, it seems. It may seem daunting with those strong flavors and unfamiliar textures, but you can enjoy it because, for example, chicken liver, 350% of your daily value for vitamin B12, 72% of your daily value for iron. That's just in chicken liver.
I do love chicken liver.
Pass the pate.
Yeah, I know. Don't think about what it is.
No, don't know. Exactly right. Brussels sprouts don't sound so bad.
No.
And at number four, the top six gross foods that nutritionists say you got to eat. Tuna fish.
Yeah.
Tuna fish. It's not that gross.
Oh, come
tuna
on.
Fish.
I mean, this is offensive.
You know, microwaving it in your office.
Wow, that's part of it.
Yeah, well, that's true. Just eat it out of the can.
Tuna fish has a great source of protein, omega-3 fatties, and vitamin B12. So get over the smell and just get on with the can of tuna.
The chicken of the sea.
That's right.
On the shelf right next to it, in at number three, sardines.
Oh.
The gross foods you should be eating. Although you might find sardines to be fishy and slimy, they're packed with nutrients like vitamin D, B12, and selenium. Wasn't that Robbie Jones song? Robbie Williams? Selenium.
Yeah, he was in his like science phase.
What did I call him? Bobby Jones? Robbie Williams.
Yeah. Anyway, people are like, who?
What the heck? In at number three, I'm sorry, two. Number two. Sardines was three. Number two, gross food nutritionists say you gotta eat. Tremella mushrooms. Popular in China, they find the slimy texture of the mushroom odd. Despite its shape and texture, tremella, T-R-E-M-E-L-L-A mushrooms, are an excellent source of fiber and vitamin D, and they also have antioxidants, vitamins B1, B2, and B6, folate, zinc, potassium, calcium, magnesium, iron, and copper. They're basically like eating a penny. There you go. And in at number one, the gross food that nutritionists say you should be eating. High fives all around. Nikki eats this at least once a day. Violetta sometimes a couple of days a week. Get you a tub of cottage cheese.
Oh. Yeah. Larger curds are better.
That's right. Mm. One of those foods people have a visceral reaction to, which is just a shame, they say.
Yeah.
Because if you enjoy that, it's rich in calcium, it's rich in lean proteins.
Yeah.
And many people take issue with its chunky consistency. Well, then why not get the whipped up one? It might be preferable for people who take issue with the texture. There's whipped cottage cheese. As long as you don't have a dairy allergy, there's nothing gross about cottage cheese.
All right.
I like the chunks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm here for the chunks. I've also been seeing a lot of these like protein-based meal hacks online. People are making ice cream with cottage cheese. Hmm. They're whipping it up in their blender, and then they're mashing up like Oreos and putting those in there, and then they're freezing it, and they're having like cookies and cream ice cream out of cottage cheese. And people say it's great.
One of the few things, it can go salty or sweet. You know what I mean? Like you can do pepper, you could do fruit. Some people do chives.
Yeah, it's like whip depending on the day. You might get a salty whip or sweet whip.
True,
you know?
True.
You never know.
That right there are the top six gross foods nutritionists say you should eat. So pass the curds, baby.
The Morning Mix Podcast.
Guys, excitement abounds here. A couple of hours ago, we shared with you a story about a local woman. A woman who was working out. And whose treadmill, boy, did it do her dirty. And then just now, as we were chatting about when you hit your slump, we got a text. And that text said, hey, it's me, Alyssa. Hi, Alyssa Conkle. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning, guys.
This is Alyssa.
Wow.
You were pantsed by a treadmill, Alyssa, weren't you?
I was, you know, just on a normal day trying to work out. And my shoelace come untied, and my pants came off while I came off.
Wow.
Wow. Now, Alyssa, may I ask if you're willing to mention, just what town do you live in?
I live in Streamwood.
Okay, you're in Streamwood. Now, is this the gym that you normally go to?
Yeah, so I've been going for the last year to this gym, and for the gym's sake, I do not want to say the name.
No, that's fine with us.
I have been going there for a year, and, you know, like I said, just on a normal day, just wanted to work out.
And have you been pantsed before?
I have not been pantsed before.
Well, it's a first
for
everybody.
Maybe by my boyfriend, but not by a
there we go. That's right, Alyssa.
Watch out.
Tell her.
Now, Alyssa, let me ask you this. So the video's gone viral now. I mean, it's nationwide. You on a treadmill and your pants get ripped off. How did the video come to you? Like, did this happen? And then you're on the ground now, your pants are on your ankles. And now take us from there to this moment, you're viral.
Yeah, so I did ask for the video at the gym because I wanted to see what of an idiot I looked like. You know, I kept it to myself for a couple of hours. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to post this to my Facebook. And I made it public and I made my Instagram public. I posted it at 11 p.m. And the next morning, I had 4,000 views.
Wow.
Like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
It hasn't even been 10 hours, and I have 4,000 views.
Wow, there
you go. And then 3 days later, it has, like, 6 million views.
Yeah, it is crazy.
Oh, my. It's really crazy. So I'm just waiting for people to reach out to me. I really don't know what to do from here. So I'm super excited that you guys are talking to me right now. And I'm on the radio live because that's really amazing.
Yes.
I was super embarrassed at first. You know, my pants came off. I looked both ways and I was like, oh, my goodness gracious. And hopefully no one saw that. The lady that ran back in the video, she did come back and asked me if I was okay.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, if you haven't seen this video, you're running on the treadmill and there's a woman that sees that you fell. So she kind of comes towards you to help. But then she sees you're pantsless and runs the other direction.
Yeah, I think she forgot her bag. But then
I got extra pants for you over here, Alyssa.
Are you okay?
Okay, so I'm watching this on repeat now. Yeah. And I'm imagining you. So you're sitting on this video here for a couple hours, right? You're like, okay, do I release this? I don't know what to do with it. Did you look at your butt and you're like, you know, my butt looks pretty good. I think I'm going to go with this.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? Obviously, I don't care. And if I did, I would have. You know, there's a lot of good and bad comments coming through this. So some people are like, you better be squatting instead of running.
This is the evil of the internet.
I have a cute little gymnast butt. Okay, sorry, I don't have a big booty.
I loved it. Now, a very creative choice of underwear as well.
That's right. I don't want to be inappropriate, so I'll just let Nikki say it. But I don't think you need to be worried at all, Alyssa.
Those people can bite my butt.
That's right.
Whoever's listening, bite my butt.
There you go, Alyssa. That's your new slogan right there. You trademark that.
Bite my butt.
Here's what we were thinking, Alyssa.
Oh, my God.
It's wonderful. Yeah. We'll share the video on the Mix Facebook page, so we're going to share it there so everybody can see your great butt. Okay? Congratulations, by the way. Fantastic. We would love for you to come and hang with us on our Morning Mix pizza tour. Would you be down to come and hang with us?
Oh, my goodness. That would be so much fun. Yes, fun.
All right. Oh, it's June 21st. It's at 3 p.m. We're going to get you all the details. You and your boyfriend can come as long as he won't pull your pants down. We would love to have you guys.
Perfect. I'll tell him that, too.
You're going to be biting into some pizza while people bite into
your
butt.
That's right. Yeah.
It's on the 21st.
Yeah.
We're kicking off summer.
Perfect. I'm off on Wednesdays.
Oh, yeah. Look at this. All coming together.
Bite my butt. Yeah. Bite my butt. Bite my butt.
Alyssa's off, but her pants are on when she comes on this pizza tour. Alyssa Conkle, thanks so much for calling us. It was so great to get it from the horse's mouth or the horse's ass. I don't know which word.
Oh, yeah.
My goodness. Fantastic, fantastic work. Love the video. Big fan. Big fan of your work.
Thanks so much, guys. Love talking to you guys, too.
The Morning Mix Flash Briefing with Violetta.
There is a new picture out showing a really intense workout with Halle Bailey, who is the new Little Mermaid in the live-action movie. And she has this huge head harness on and then like a 10-pound weight hanging from it. And she's doing a face-down plank from like an elevated section.
Is she an adult?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think she's like 20 or 21.
I thought she was like 13 or something. I might have made that up. I mean, I think I did make that up.
No,
I'm positive I made that up.
She's 23.
She's a pop singer.
Oh, she's a full-on adult.
She opened for Beyonce on
planks.
Tour.
Yeah. No, it just sounded like, I don't know, a 13-year-old lifting weights and stuff.
You know who
weird.
Do similar workouts? The F1 drivers. Right. They all do big neck workouts. They got these big necks because of all the Gs they pull
in
the vehicles.
So this particular picture is like making everyone kind of be like, whoa, how intense was the training for this Little Mermaid movie? And it's that one they did mostly because of like her hair. chair flip, and they wanted her neck muscles to be so powerful and strong so that she doesn't strain her face and it doesn't look painful when she's doing it. But all of the mermaids had to do a lot of core work, and they just go through all of the intense like workouts that they had to do for like 9 months prior to even filming, because in it, what this helps them look like mermaids, they're being suspended up, and so all they're being harnessed from is their hips. And so when she's swimming like Little Mermaid, it's she's really flopping in the air. It's not like CGI.
Strengthen the core.
Core, baby.
Exactly.
So I can't even lay in bed properly.
Right, no, exactly. Yeah, my back hurts all the time. So did they say she did a hair toss?
Yeah, it's when she comes out of the water, you know, the famous Little Mermaid hair toss?
Oh, yeah. I heard that she then checked her nails. Somebody said, baby, how you feeling? And she's like, good as hell. After the hair toss.
A little is that accurate? Less energy from Whip right
Sorry,
now.
I'm just trying to stay alive till 10, that's all.
You're wild. You're a wild
when
child today.
I can never hear about a hair toss ever again without thinking of Lizzo.
When I laugh really hard, it's just silent, and that's bad
for
radio. But
I know.
My God, was that the funniest thing you've ever seen?
You are crushing it. No, unfortunately, no. Pete Davidson, not so much. So Pete Davidson has a new puppy, and he was really excited about it, but not everyone was. PETA put out a statement saying they're really disappointed in Pete buying a puppy from the New York City pet store instead of a shelter. Obviously, this is PETA's stand on a lot of things. And then a lot of hate mail came into Pete. So he decided to call PETA's VP and leave a kind of rude voicemail. He also says he's allergic to certain breeds, so they need a specific one. And he basically was like, you're ruining my life and my new puppy.
That's he's got crazy. That Transformers movie coming out. And the people there are like, Pete, could we just say you love the movie and you're excited about the movie, Pete?
No. This is this episode, our season 2 of Bupkis. This is going to be an episode. It's going to be great.
That sounds like a good idea. Voicemail's not so much. Yeah. And this sounds like an interesting idea. The Pizza Hut, I mean The Hut, which is known as the Pizza Hut, they are serving up the first ever pickle pizza. They say they are the first national quick service restaurant to do this. I know. So this is, it's made up, instead of tomato sauce, they start with a base of ranch. On top of the ranch, they put cheese, crispy chicken breast, pickles, and then they drizzle on some more ranch on top of that. The internet is a little bit divided on if this is going to be delicious or disgusting. They are rolling that out this week. So Pizza Hut's pickle pizza is going to be available for you. Honestly, before the crispy chicken part, I was all in.
You'll have to ask Friday. Ask a food guy, Steve Delinsky, what he thinks of this.
I don't think he's going to be a fan of the Hut's pizza creation, but we'll see.
No one out pizzas him, though.
That's right.
That's true. Pizza, pizza. That's your Flash Briefing.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, thank you for joining us for the Morning Mix podcast. Make sure you rate, review, like, and follow this podcast. You can also follow us on social at 101.9 Mix Chicago. And we will see you tomorrow on the Morning Mix.